Goed, dus je hebt een zilver.
Oh, dat
is niet. Je hebt een
tegen.
Dat is
Peggy.
Is dat?
Dat is mijn moeder, Lotte Marciano, ja.
And what memory would you have of your mother?
Well, just the very same now as myself today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a good woman to rear her family as well, and she begged for her own as we begged for our own.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only way, you know. But my father left her then when our youngest brother was 5 months old.
He just got up and left?
He left and went away with another one and never returned.
So what age would you have been around then?
Oh, I'd say about 16.
And Peter?
Well, my grandmother now, she was, her name was Margaret, was with Peggy Mongans.
Okay.
And Peggy, well, she reared up a family as well now, say, on the side of the road. Her husband left her when a young woman. And my mother then got married, and her two sisters got married. So it ended up, she was there with, was it three or four of the boys? Then the boys got married, she ended up, she had a little tent on her own. That camp, we used to call the dump camp now, she used to stay down there. Very nice old woman, very early woman, very tidy woman. She'd be up in the morning at 7 o'clock and she'd have the fire lighting and she'd have her tea made. And I often seen some of the lads going down along and she'd give them out a mug of tea. Do you know what I mean? Things that you won't see now. You mm-hmm. won't see anything like that now. Do you know what I mean? A fire outside. Mm. Now, in the summertime, it was lovely because people would be up early in the grand fire lighting outside and everyone would have their own little fire down along the road, their own tents. Mm-hmm. And women then, whatever few clothes, they'd have belonged to the children, washing them and putting them out in the ditch. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, times is hard, but I think they were way better.
Yeah.
I think we've been covered.
She settled off in the house in Innes.
Okay, so when was it? Did she get a house in the 70s?
Oh, I'd say it would be.
She never left Innes, did she?
She never left Innes. And I remember she was only about less than a year in the house when she got her reward for the best garden.
No way.
For the best flower garden and for the best vegetable garden.
No way.
Yeah. She got a reward. I forget what I know, it was a big plank anyway, because I remember she was showing us. And I remember and I had my third child, Margaret. I called Margaret after her. And I came into the house, myself and Jim into the house, and she was saying, oh, there's a lovely little child. The fashion that time was, there's a lovely darling child, God bless them. That was all there to go. And she started howling her. She said, what name did you call her? So I called her Margaret. So she after who? It's after you. Because my sister called her little one Margaret Rose, and he used to call her Rose, and she said, well, at least there's no Rose aunt of it anyway. It shouldn't be doubting it. At least there's no Rose aunt of it. It's only a plain Margaret.
No.
And I remember she gave the child, I think it was £2. That time it was a big lot.
And everyone used to call her Peggy, isn't it?
Peggy. But Margaret was her name, but Peggy just called her. And she was a clean, tidy woman. She was. And she used to have two little plaits. She plaited her hair down here.
Oh, lovely.
And she kept one little plait she tied over here, and she kept the other little plait she tied over here. And she'd always, she was spotless.
Oh, that's great.